Welcome to Talking Comics.
Episode, I forgot.
69.
I missed episode. No, hold on. No.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
I did it.
I did it.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Boop, boop. But, question time. Question time. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Get out. Get out.
Get out? What do you mean, get out?
Get out!
What do you mean, get out? It's Talking Comics.
You said that 20 times.
I know. I'm just trying to get a good intro.
That's the best intro you need.
Oh my god. It is cold.
Hello today, everybody. So today it is very cold outside. Make sure you wear a jacket so you don't get hypothermia. I'm a very good weather lady.
Yeah, the girl that didn't have a jacket on.
Be quiet! In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onicon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics. Episode 69?
Yes.
Amp Comics, TCP 10, 10% off, link in the bio. Allegra Printing, Chronicles of Panel Pete, printed these cool things, cool, you know what they're called.
Prints.
Prints, yeah, geez, wow, early. Yeah, exciting, right? It's coming down, like, I don't know, just this week's just kind of hit me that, coming down to the end of this thing, getting the artwork done. I worked on a freaking amazing trailer. Not going to show it yet, but.
Yeah, don't. People have to pay to see that.
I wish. It is that good. It's worth paying for. I got to tweak it a little bit. I did send it to a couple people, get some feedback, and they thought it was awesome. But I got to add a couple little things, just tweak it a little bit. But it's coming together, so I'm excited about that.
Yes.
So that will be coming soon.
Yes.
A trailer for the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm playing with slime.
She's got a bag full of toys. Slime and 3D stuff. And okay, get it away from the microphone.
Okay. Oh, God, it got on my sleeve.
You can play with that stuff after the show.
Okay.
All right, we have our weekly pulls this week. Do you want to go first?
No.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I got Doctor Strange number one. Ooh. Coming off of Asgard. That looks like Lady Sif. I have to read this. Mm. All right. Coming off of, maybe he's back from Asgard. We'll see. The Batman number four. Looks pretty cool. New villain. The Mentor. Minotaur. Can't read. I'll take after Annika.
Wow. Wow. Really?
Or maybe she takes after me.
Yeah. 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 Because you're my dad. Yeah. I take after
right.
You.
Right. 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 I got the Amazing X-Men, part of the Age of Revelation. Yeah. Storyline. So I haven't read any of them yet. I got to read that whole storyline. Another part of the Age of Revelation storyline. And number three of Binary, Stephanie Phillips.
Binary.
So this is wraps up the Binary story. I got Vampirella number seven. Pretty cool. And then holiday one, we got a Startling Tales of Santa Claus 2025 annual Image Comics. A little thick. It's like a perfect bound. So that'll be a fun read for December. You'd probably love this. Love that one. That's all I got this week.
Wow.
Wow. All right, Annika, what did you get? You got one comic. Kinda.
Yeah, ish. Okay, so I got Poison Ivy number 39. This cover.
She got three covers.
I got this cover.
Kind of witchy.
And then I got this cover, which this one's my favorite cover. Okay.
Oh, God.
Things are falling.
That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, this one's my favorite. Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Jeez.
And then we got a few things. We got a whole bunch of things, but we're not going to go over them all today.
Yeah, we can.
But she got a few picks from a friend of ours. We went to his house. He's getting rid of a bunch of comics. And so we got a few of those things. But she wanted to show off a couple of the ones she got, really cool things.
Yeah. Okay. Geez. Okay. So I got Untold Tales of My Fairyland, number one. I have the graphic novel of this one, and I've read it like 11 times.
But it's a single issue, number one.
Yeah.
Fairyland. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Then I got a signed Poison Ivy, number 29, which I did not have.
Yep, she don't have 29, so he had it, we got it, and it was a signed copy. So that's very cool.
Yes, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
I got this signed Harley Quinn Heroes Comic Con exclusive.
The Heroes Con.
Oh, and it's a foil.
Exclusive cover.
And I'm pretty sure it's a virgin, too.
It's
so many things.
So many things. Shiny, foil, signed.
And
certificate
of
authenticity.
There was only 1,000 printed, and we got 207.
207 of 1,000.
Yep.
Pretty neat. So which one of your comics that you got are you looking forward to reading this week? I guess you have choices this week. It ain't like, you know, just one comic.
Kind of is.
I mean, it kind of is. You really can't read the Poison Ivy either because we don't have them all yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, man.
Yeah.
Man, you didn't get nothing you could read this week. That's bad. We're going to have to change that.
Yeah.
Well, you could read this Startling Tales of Santa Claus.
Yeah, and I have other comics.
Don't trust me. She's not lacking of things to read.
Yeah.
Just in order, those are the ones she really can't read.
Yeah. Unless I read them out of order, which I don't like to do.
What was the other one? You had the Poison Ivy, the Harley Quinn. Oh, the I Hate Fairyland, which I already read.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I read that like 11
times. But there's
times.
Other ones in that box you could probably read. We got some.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some storyline, like, you know, like a 6-part series or whatever and stuff we got. Well, I have to go through it and organize it.
We got so much stuff there.
Me looking forward to reading, oh man, might be.
You actually got options.
Yeah, probably finishing up Binary and that Doctor Strange.
Nice.
Probably those two this week.
Yeah.
So, what did you read this week? Anything?
Okay, so, I went to a Booster Bazaar at school, and there was a guy selling comics.
Oh, did you bring those?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, man.
I'll do it next time.
Next week. We'll go over those next week.
And I read, the first two pages of the one with Catwoman on the front cover. Okay.
Yeah,
the
she Cat found some Looney Tune DC crossover.
Yeah.
Things and you get the action the Harley destroys the DC universe number 3. You
screws
got
up the DC universe,
yeah,
number 3.
But it had a really cool action comics.
Yeah, and it was
one
only
cover.
Like, and he gave me like a deal because they were originally like $2 a piece.
Yeah,
but like 3 for $5. But then I already picked out 4, so he gave me 4 for $5.
There you go.
Then I went back and got some, and they were $1 a piece, so.
Yeah, we're going to have to go check his, he sells at a flea market locally, so we're going to go check that. We might go check that out later today.
Yeah.
Depending on time.
Shout out to you.
Do you remember his name?
No, he didn't tell me.
Okay, we'll find out.
He may have told me. I have bad memory.
We'll find out. So, what was the favorite thing you read out of that? Just the one thing you read?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I read 5 this week. I read No Man's Land number 2. Really good. I need to get number 3 read. I reread Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger number 10 because, remember, there was the whole misprint issue.
Yeah.
Half the words were missing and the panels were missing. So, or not the panels, but the word, the lettering, half the lettering was missing. So I reread it. Actually, it was a good story once you,
get to read it.
I mean, I actually kind of thought it was almost on purpose. I think it was a little much, but a couple of the scenes could have worked with that. It was kind of funny with no lettering. But so I reread that. That was good. I read 6 this week. Dick Tracy, number 13. I like that one. He's over in Europe tracking down some peeps. Circus Maximus, number 1. I enjoyed. I thought that was pretty good. I think it's going to be a shorter series, so I'm going to get all that. That's going to be good. Then I read The Mortal Thor, number 3 and 4. Good story. 3 was still kind of on the quest. Number 4 was kind of a side issue or an Asgard issue. They were in Asgard and there was, trying to figure out who's going to sit on the throne. I really want to read The Immortal Thor. I have a few of the issues. I don't have the whole story yet.
I just got you one. Remember?
Was it The Immortal Thor?
I'm pretty sure.
No, that was an issue from the 3-part series.
I don't know. I got you a Thor.
You did get me a Thor comic, which was awesome.
And he didn't have it, so.
I did not have that one, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We didn't bring those. We forgot those this morning.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll get them next week. But no, the storyline right before the one that's the current series of The Mortal Thor is The Immortal Thor, and I have maybe 8 or 10 of the issues of the 25 issues, so I need to maybe they'll come out with a little trade for it or something. I need to pick that up and read it. Because I really want to know what happens, because it kind of ties into the whole Doctor Strange and Asgard and Loki and everything. I got to read it. I got to find it. Hint for Christmas, maybe? Or my birthday?
I already got your birthday gift and your Christmas gift.
And my Christmas gift? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, our birthdays are coming up. So we're coming up on 1 year. Of Annika discovering comic books.
Yeah.
Not only is it her birthday, but it's her comic birthday as well.
Yes. Which is hilarious.
That is hilarious. So, look, you're going to be 11. So, that's 1 year, right? So.
Wait, that's actually funny.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Wait, because, I was 10. And that's, an even number.
Zero.
And then it adds 1 because
that's 1 year.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it's your first comic birthday, but your 11th.
Actual birthday.
Actually, we had this debate the other day.
Get out! No, don't even start with that. No.
I have to now.
Oh, my God.
We had this debate the other day. I'm leaving. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
We had this debate the other day. We were talking about her birthday and what she wants to do for her birthday party and stuff. And I'm like, she's like, it's my 11th birthday. I'm like, isn't it technically your 12th birthday? Because your birthday is your birthday, right? So it's the 11th anniversary of your birthday. Dad jokes.
Here, I have a dad joke.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Wait, what was it? Okay. All the kids are talking about 6-7, which you hear about 9-5. Because 9-5 jobs. That's hilarious to me.
It's not hilarious to me because I have one of those.
Oh.
But anyway. I get it, though. You told me the other day. So my current count for the year is 343 red, and it's day 340. So I've got to pick up the pace a little bit. I was like 20 ahead at one point, and now I'm only three ahead. So I got some reading. The favorite one I read this week. Ooh.
At least you got options.
The favorite one that I, yeah, well, you could have read more. Just saying. God, it's probably a, man, they were all so good. The favorite, if I had to pick a favorite one, though. Probably the Dick Tracy. I mean, I think I gave it 4.5 stars, where the other ones I gave 4 stars. So I have to go with Dick Tracy. All right, so movie, shows, and games this week. Did you played a little bit of Fortnite this week?
Yes, I did.
New season. Oh, we played the live event last weekend. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
They shut Fortnite down for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
So like, I've never been a part of that.
My game literally crashed.
Well, yeah, because they were doing the new season. So we did this live event and where they were switching to season 7. And
oh my god, I bet every kid in their house screamed 6-7 when the chapters came.
Yep.
Like 6, and then like crossed out 6, and, like, and then 7.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
So we did that. That was fun. And then we, what else we play?
Minecraft.
Oh yeah, we switched to Minecraft and played some Minecraft.
Yeah.
We gotta play some more Minecraft.
He built a copper golem.
I did. I built two.
And it was annoying.
Did I build two of them?
Yes, and it was annoying me because I had organized the chest and it was taking things out of
the chest. It was reorganizing, so I don't know what it was doing.
And it was mad. And I was mad, so.
She did not like it reorganizing the organized chest.
No, I had two chests that were organized.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how it actually finishes organizing. So
I'm scared.
But we have like two areas we have that are pretty far apart. We built like a mining rail cart system to the other area, so we have a farm on like far away. We built a railroad to it and take a mining cart to it, and then we have like our first little area we started. We have like a little house and stuff there, but
yeah,
and our farm and some farm stuff there.
Yeah,
we have our like plants there, and then our animals at the other one.
Yeah.
We killed a bunch of chickens because there was like 180 chickens in that little coop.
Oh, and then
they were so loud.
And then I dug a hole.
Oh, forgot about that. You shouldn't have reminded me. I'm going to log in and kill all those chickens.
No, if you do that, I will kill you.
Yeah, so we played some Minecraft together. That's been fun. That's always fun.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, just a few short years ago, like 3-4 years ago, I had never played Minecraft, and I was like so lost. But
it was hilarious. Bro, when mom plays Minecraft.
Yep.
Bro.
There's so much, you know, it's fun, though. It's a fun game. Let's see.
I'm dying.
I played.
God, Jesus.
Yeah, jeez.
I am dying.
Did you watch anything this week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You watched some Stranger Things, didn't you?
Yeah.
I have not watched that yet. I need to watch it. Let's see. I played Baldur's Gate one night, a little bit of Diablo, a little tabletop simulator with friends of mine last night.
Wahoo!
Minecraft and a little bit of Fortnite. And then worked on the podcast all week and that trailer. The trailer's going to be awesome. I can't wait to release it, but I got to figure out how to release it.
Substack.
I mean, I know how to release it, but like, I don't know. I want to build it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It will. I've been posting on Substack. I got some good feedback on Substack this week. One of the articles I wrote for Nick Edwards, he sent me a note, said, man, that was awesome. He really appreciated it. We are posting on there, you know? Every episode, and then I'm doing a few posts here and there. In between, I posted, got some cool things. Like, we got the reel this week where we made Jake's top five on his season wrap. So we were in the top five of his podcast he listened to this year. That was really cool.
We did?
Yeah, that was cool.
Wow.
So if we made your top five in anything, let us know, or top anything. That'd be cool. We'd love to know about it. And then...
Wait, I have a good idea for a video. A Q&A.
Yeah, would love. Send in your questions. We'll answer them on the podcast. I would love to do that.
A whole entire video of a Q&A.
Yeah, we can have a Q&A segment. Send us your questions. We'd love to. Follow along, like, subscribe, all that stuff, and send us questions. We'll answer them on the podcast. I would love to do that. What was the other video? Oh, we got a review. I did an interview this week with somebody from that had published some books, Weird Brain Entertainment. He had worked for Zenoscope for 17 years. I had no idea. Those are the cool things about this podcast. When you interview somebody, you know, you just get a couple messages back and forth. Sometimes you know who they are, sometimes you don't. He sent me a message, asked me to be on, or I think he just asked me to review his book, and I'll be glad to review books, but I also would just rather you come on the podcast and that's our review, right? I'd rather him just be a guest. So he sent me a message, hey, would you like to review this book? It's like, oh, I'd love to read it, but how about you just come on the podcast? And so that's how, you know, it's kind of how it works. If you want to be on, just ask. Most likely you'd be on. And then it was pretty cool. So we were talking about my book, of course, you know, because, you know, I wrote it. 10 Cent Pete, as T.S. Luther calls it.
10 Cent Pete?
It's a joke. But anyway, I sent him what I had so far just to get his opinion, get a review. And he wrote a really nice letter back about it. I posted that this week. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. So if you want to review our book, let me know. Might do that. Want to come on the podcast? Just reach out. Uh-oh, she's writing stuff already. That's not good. She's adding my negative points up already. We ain't
even
started.
Yes, I am.
So anyway, guess what time it is?
Question time!
Okay, that was aggressive.
Yeah, I know. I am aggressive.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time. All right. In lieu of your Poison Ivy poll this week, because that was Panel Pete's pick of the week. By the way.
Really? Oh my God. Thank you, Panel Pete.
Do you not follow Panel Pete? Come on. This looks really bad when you like are shocked when I tell you what Panel Pete's pick of the week is. You should be following Panel Pete and know.
On what? YouTube?
Instagram?
I don't have Instagram.
You don't have it. That's a good point.
I don't have anything.
All right. That's a
good
point.
I have YouTube.
Good
with
point.
Parental controls.
You're
and
right.
That's it.
100%.
So you can't do anything
that's
about
it
that.
Should be. All right, I'll make sure to let you know. Hey, guess what? Panel Pete's pick of the week this week was Poison Ivy.
I know that.
Now. All right. So
anyways, okay, I'm gonna go first. No, actually you go first.
Oh, I got excited there for a second.
Too bad. No excitement in this
no
house.
No excitement. Wow. Yeah, truth.
Dang.
We're going to do some holiday Poison Ivy themed trivia this week.
Okay.
Which holiday plant is most associated with Poison Ivy due to its toxic properties?
Mistletoe. No.
Yeah, you are correct. Mistletoe. It's actually mildly toxic and fits her theme.
Wait, it is?
Apparently, according to these questions. In some interpretations, Poison Ivy decorates her hideouts for the holidays using what instead of Christmas lights?
A glowing vines.
Pretty close. Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's bioluminescent plants. So yeah, glowing vines. Very good. Two for two.
I know. I'm a smart.
Which Gotham hero does Poison Ivy famously say should stop using eco-friendly wrapping paper during Christmas? Non-eco-friendly wrapping paper, sorry.
Harley?
Nope.
Can I guess again?
Sure.
Wait, say the question again.
Which Gotham hero is
Batman.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Poison Ivy once teamed up with Harley Quinn for a holiday-themed heist. What was their target?
Mr. Freeze.
It's actually multiple choice. A giant Christmas tree, a botanical research lab, or Santa's parade float.
Okay. Oh my god. Can I guess more than once? Too bad, because I am. Santa's parade float.
You're correct. 4 for 4.
Yeah, I know. I'm the best.
Which Christmas flower would Poison Ivy consider a misunderstood plant, despite many believing it's poisonous?
Multiple answers?
It's not. But it's a Christmas plant.
Bro, what is that?
Describe it.
It's red.
Yeah?
And it... People, like, put it on their doors and stuff. I know what you're
talking... I'm going to give it to you because I think you know. You just don't know what the name of it is, which is fine. It's a poinsettia.
That, yeah. Yes.
I'll give it to you. 4.5.
You're mean.
Hey, I mean. You got... I mean when it comes to points.
Huh. Yes.
Huh. Okay. In a holiday parody comic, what does Poison Ivy leave in place of coal for people on her naughty list?
Toxic waste.
No.
Can I guess again? Yeah. I'm guessing again. Poisonous plants.
No, thorny vines.
That's what I said. Poisonous plants, thorny vines, tomato, tomato. Nah, same thing.
That's not.
Be quiet.
Poison Ivy would most likely criticize Gotham's Christmas tree for which reason?
It's non-eco-friendly.
I mean, yes. I'll give you, this one is multiple choice.
Okay.
Deforestation, bad pruning, or artificial materials?
Artificial materials.
No, it's deforestation.
What does deforestation mean?
It means they're cutting down trees. So Poison Ivy would be upset that they're cutting down trees.
Oh.
What holiday drink would Poison Ivy insist on making with plant-based, cruelty-free ingredients only?
What? Okay. I don't know.
Mulled wine.
Okay.
According to DC lore, which plant-based monster might Poison Ivy bring as her guest to a Christmas party?
A Swamp Thing.
Very good.
I know. I'm the best.
In many holiday fan comics, Poison Ivy grows her own Christmas gifts. What does she most often grow? Living wreaths, silent mistletoe, sentient mistletoe, Jesus, I can't read, or vine-wrapped ornaments?
Viney ornaments.
No.
Can I guess again?
Sure.
First one.
Living wreaths?
Yeah.
Correct.
I know, I'm the best.
All right. I got a few first thing that comes to mind, and then you get to do yours. Okay?
Okay.
Mistletoe.
People kissing under the mistletoe.
Yuck.
I know.
Frozen vines.
Outside.
Okay.
Right now.
Harley's holiday outfit.
I'm pointing at it.
Well, people can't see or hear that.
It's a Harley Quinn holiday special. All right.
The holiday special comics, your first thing comes to mind.
Yeah, because I looked over there.
Eco-friendly wrapping paper.
Eco-friendly wrapping paper?
Yeah.
Tape.
Yeah.
For at wrapping your presents, you need tape.
Gotham's giant Christmas tree.
The New York tree lighting.
Okay. Close. Yeah. Very good. Poinsettias.
Red flowers.
Okay. Snow in the greenhouse.
The plant's dead.
Caroling villains.
Tiny children trying to carol at your door.
Are you calling children villains?
Yes.
Holiday heist with Harley.
I don't know. Yay. I don't know.
Santa's sleigh tracks on Ivy's garden.
What? Oh my God. We're all going to die because of Santa Claus. What did you do?
All right, it is your turn.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, this is going to be funny.
Why?
No reason.
Okay. Mistletoe kiss or mistletoe toxin?
Toxin.
Correct. Real Christmas tree or easel farm grown only or live-in potato tree your pretty latter.
A living potato tree you plant later?
I guess.
How about?
No, don't even try it.
I'm going to go with real Christmas tree.
Oh, okay, yes. Harley's chaotic holiday party or quiet greenhouse celebration?
Harley's party.
Stop getting them right. Post-settlees everywhere or Christmas catic takeover?
So the option is poinsettias everywhere or Christmas cacti takeover.
No.
Dang. I think I'd go with the Christmas cacti takeover.
Wow, you got that triple wrong because you corrected me 2 times.
Wow.
Then you got the wrong answer. Eco-friendly wrapping paper or no wrapping paper at all?
I guess I go with eco-friendly wrapping paper.
Correct. Saving Gotham's plants or sabotaging Gotham's holiday parade?
Sabotaging the parade.
Hot mulled wine or Kerber holiday tea.
That is not a K. Come on.
Herber. It's Herber.
I'll go with the tea, the holiday tea.
Snowy winter wonderland or lush tropical greenhouse holiday?
Snowy winter wonderland.
I hate you right now. Gifting.
That's nice.
gifting living wreaths. No. Wreaths. Or sending vine traps to enemies.
Sending vine traps to enemies.
Controlling with Harley or complaining about artificial trees. Why are you looking at me like that?
Controlling?
Controlling, yeah. Oh, caroling.
Caroling with Harley. I want to do both.
Wait, can't.
Can I pick both?
No.
I pick both.
Wrong. Let me add up the points.
Well, while she's adding the points, we are going to go see FNAF 2 today. So that's going to be exciting. We're going to go see the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. Might stop by that flea market with the comics. Check that out.
Okay, so you had 6 points.
Yeah.
In total. And then each X gets negative 2 points. So you're at negative 4.
Never going to win this.
Look at my calculations.
It's fine. So yeah, you excited?
I win.
You're going to go see the FNAF movie today?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm on my FNAF shirt.
You do?
Yes. I went in cosplay last year to the
last
first
time,
movie.
Yeah.
That costume doesn't fit though, so. You know.
What, have you watched any trailers or anything for it?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
What do you?
I hope it's R-rated because it would actually be like more terrifying.
I've only seen the clips on like, you know, the social ads for it. And it looks scary.
I know. It looks amazing.
Are you gonna hold my hand?
No.
Dang.
Why?
Oh,
are you a little crybaby? Aww. Oh my god, I have to comfort you because you're just a little crybaby.
Wow. On that note, before she gets grounded, before her birthday and Christmas,
I've been grounded.
You never get grounded. Very rarely. Yeah, so that was our episode. Thank you for following along. Like, follow, subscribe. Go to Substack. Go to... we do a little bit of Facebook. Instagram.
We have a Facebook account?
No. I mean, I just posted on my personal Facebook.
Oh.
Instagram, TikTok.
All
Apple,
of them.
Spotify. Anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow along. Tell us. Send in your questions. We'd love to do a Q&A.
Yes.
Send in your questions. Oh, tomorrow we might go to a convention.
Oh, yes.
A one-day pop-up convention.
Yes.
It's 3 hours away, but whatever. It's 3 hours drive to get there.
Where?
Charlotte.
Where?
So, we might not. I don't know. We've been saying we're going to go. We need to go. We're going to go. So, that's tomorrow. Today, we're watching the movie. Getting work done. Got to get this trailer done. Hopefully get that released this week. So thank you all for following along and have a great day.
Bye.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.